Right now, in Washington, D.C., financial regulators are getting these completely classified briefings about an AI model that is so dangerous, its creators essentially just buried it in the desert.
Yeah, they just locked it away. And, meanwhile, everyday developers are accidentally leaving the keys to their global databases just like sitting out in the open on cloud hosting platforms.
Literally for anyone to find. So today we're taking a deep dive into this massive widening gap between these theoretical super hackers and the very real, very mundane vulnerabilities that are actually running the internet right now.
Right, it's huge contrast.
Welcome to the deep dive. So we're looking at a stack of notes today from the April 22, 2026 edition of Tech and AI Daily. And the underlying mission here for us is to unpack this profound tension that is playing out across the entire industry.
It really is profound. We're at this critical inflection point. I mean, the absolute definition of an industry at a crossroads.
Yeah, because on one side, you've got these frontier models crossing a really dangerous threshold of capability. But then on the other side, the builders, like the developers actually writing the code, are staging this quiet rebellion to take back control of their own infrastructure.
Exactly. The sheer raw power of AI is basically forcing massive corporations, the federal government, and, individual engineers to just rapidly rewrite the rules of engagement.
The whole architecture of the internet is shifting.
It is. And the leverage is shifting violently, too, mostly between the massive cloud providers and the local developer.
Right. Well, let's just jump straight into the deep end with the impending release of DeepSeek V4, because the founder just confirmed they're targeting a late April drop, which in translation means this model could land any day now, literally overnight.
Yeah, we could wake up tomorrow and it's here.
Exactly. And for anyone tracking the open source space, you already know DeepSeek's previous model, R1, was a genuine benchmark earthquake.
Oh, completely. It shattered that whole assumption that you needed to be a trillion-dollar Silicon Valley darling with this massive, multi-billion-dollar compute cluster to upend the state of the art.
Right, which makes V4 arguably the most consequential pending release in the entire pipeline right now.
The anticipation is completely justified. But if we look at the broader landscape, the narrative isn't just about who takes the crown on some leaderboard anymore.
No, it's getting way more serious than that.
Right. Because while everyone is waiting for the next open model to like accelerate their coding workflows, we're simultaneously seeing what actually happens when capabilities reach a terrifying limit.
Which brings us perfectly to Anthropic and this project they codenamed Mythos. So according to the source reporting, Anthropic built a model that was so highly capable at discovering and exploiting security vulnerabilities that they just shelved it entirely.
They literally held it back from release.
Yeah, and not only that, they went and briefed the White House, the Treasury, and the Fed.
And that specific sequence of events, briefing the Treasury and the Fed, that implies this model's capabilities threaten foundational infrastructure.
We're talking about global financial systems here.
Exactly. Not just a consumer software bug, but systemic financial risk.
Okay, wait, let me push back on this though. Let's unpack this for a second, because holding the model back, it feels like we're in a sci-fi movie where the scientists build a weapon that's too powerful to use.
Right, the classic trope.
Yeah. But isn't cybersecurity fundamentally about finding the holes before the bad guys do? I mean, nation states with unlimited budgets, they aren't throttling their AI research.
No, they definitely aren't.
So if Anthropic hides this tool, aren't they basically guaranteeing that the only people who have autonomous exploit engines are the criminals? I mean, we use automated vulnerability scanners all the time to keep things secure.
It's a massive dilemma, and honestly, you are hitting on the absolute core debate happening in the security community right now.
Because it seems like holding it back keeps the good guys in the dark.
Right.
Well, yes and no. We have to distinguish between a tool that highlights a missing patch and an autonomous exploit engine. They are very different things.
Okay, break that down for me.
So a traditional scanner is kind of like a building inspector. It walks around, checks things, and points out a weak lock on the back door.
Right. Hey, fix this lock.
Exactly. What Anthropic reportedly built with Mythos wasn't a building inspector, it was a master locksmith.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a locksmith who not only finds the weak lock, but picks it, walks inside the building, finds the safe, guesses the combination, and wires the money out.
And doing all of that completely autonomously.
All in half a second, completely unsupervised.
Ah, okay. So it's not simply pointing out the flaw. It
Yeah.
is actively chaining together multiple zero-day vulnerabilities across like a complex banking network while the security team is still, getting their morning coffee.
That is the crucial difference. It's the autonomy and the speed. And this sets a massive precedent for the whole ecosystem to watch.
Because it's a frontier allowed self-regulating.
Exactly. This is the first highly credible case of a frontier AI lab self-restricting a model purely for genuine national security risks.
That's a huge deal.
It signals that the next generation of AI tools you use to build your software might actually be artificially throttled at the API level. We're essentially entering an era where these frontier labs are acting as global safety governors.
Which is wild. And, you know, that desire to lock things down at the highest possible level creates this really jarring contrast with what is actually happening on the ground in real life.
Oh, the irony is painful.
It really is. So Anthropic is locking up the master key with Mythos to, you know, save the global banking system. But meanwhile, everyday developers are accidentally leaving the side door completely off the hinges.
Just completely wide open.
Yeah. Let's look at the research that was just published by Trend Micro regarding the Vercel platform. For context, Vercel is a massively popular hosting platform for modern web applications.
Almost everyone uses it for front-end deployment now.
Right. And Trend Micro detailed this severe supply chain attack stemming from an Oluth misconfiguration. And this misconfiguration essentially exposed environment variables across Vercel-hosted projects.
And to understand the gravity of this, you know, we really need to look at how modern web development actually handles secrets.
Right, the environment variables.
Yeah. Environment variables are basically these hidden text strings where you store all the important stuff. Your database passwords, your payment gateway API keys, your cloud infrastructure credentials.
Keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. When you deploy an app, you inject those secrets into the environment so the application can run. But, importantly, they are supposed to be strictly walled off from the outside world.
Because I've seen the alternative happen.
Yeah.
You know, a developer accidentally commits a local environment file to a public GitHub repository.
Oh, that's a nightmare scenario.
And literally within 5 seconds, some automated bot scrapes it, logs into their AWS account, and spins up like $50,000 worth of crypto miners before the developer even realizes what they clicked.
Right. That is exactly the threat model we usually think about. But what Trend Micro found here is actually far more insidious.
Because it wasn't a coding mistake.
Exactly. The developers didn't do anything wrong in their code. An OAuth attack targets the integrations you plug into your platform.
So like when you connect a third-party app.
Right. When you connect a third-party analytics tool or a continuous integration service to your Vercel account, you grant it a token.
Okay.
If that third-party tool is compromised, or if the permissions are just misconfigured to be way too broad, the attacker doesn't need a super intelligent AI to break your encryption.
They just walk right in.
Yeah, they just quietly use that trusted OAuth token to walk right past your security, read your environment variables, and steal the master keys. This is exactly the kind of quiet breach that burns people.
It's a supply chain attack because the vulnerability was in the chain of trust that you built with an external vendor.
Precisely.
So the call to action here for you listening is immediate. If you run anything on Vercel, whether it's just a weekend side project or a massive enterprise application, you need to audit your environment variables today.
Highly recommend doing that immediately.
Yeah, review exactly what permissions your OAuth integrations have right now. You just cannot afford to assume your infrastructure is secure simply because the hosting platform is a big name.
It serves as a really necessary reality check. You know, we spend all our time bracing for some geopolitical AI incident. But the actual fire that burns down your startup is usually just a compromised third-party token.
Which is so true.
Yeah.
And speaking of that gap between the frontier labs and the messy reality of software development, to actually build these hyper-capable models, you know, to get to a DeepSeek V4 or a Mythos, you need astronomical amounts of data.
The unimaginable amounts, yeah.
And the sources today highlight that companies are getting incredibly granular and honestly pretty invasive about how they collect the fuel for this next major leap, which is autonomous AI agents.
That's the new frontier.
Right. So the Economic Times just reported that Meta is capturing incredibly deep employee activity data. They're literally logging employee mouse movements and individual keystrokes.
And they're framing it as an internal data flywheel strategy.
Right, for AI training. But here's where it gets really interesting for me. Mouse movements. I mean, are they trying to train AI to mimic the physical act of working? Or is this just digital micromanagement disguised as AI research?
Well, it's a completely natural reaction to view this purely through the lens of corporate surveillance. It sounds like spying.
It really does.
But if we look at the technical requirements for agentic AI, capturing mouse movements is actually the only way forward.
Wait, really? Why?
Think about it. Up until now, models operated mostly through text interfaces or, you know, clean structured APIs.
Right, chatbots.
Yeah. But the real world of enterprise software is totally chaotic. It is full of legacy software, nested drop-down menus, and all these custom dashboards that were designed strictly for human eyes and human hands.
Oh, I see. So to teach an AI how to navigate some, like, clunky Humi Resources portal that was built back in 2014, you can't just feed it the source code.
No, the source code won't help it navigate the visual layout.
You actually have to show it a million examples of a human physically moving a cursor across the screen.
Exactly. Waiting for a poorly optimized page to load, clicking a specific radio button, typing in a value.
That is wild.
That is the exact mechanism of agentic training. Meta is logging this internal data because they're building models that can visually parse a screen and control a computer identically to a human employee.
Which raises a massive strategic question from the source material. Will this level of granular telemetry stay internal? Or is Meta testing a template for what they're eventually going to try to do with user data across their public platform?
All right. To train future consumer agents is a huge question.
And Meta isn't the only giant chasing this agentic future. Alibaba just launched Qwen 3.6 Plus.
The Qwen series is fascinating.
It is. The open-weight Qwen series has been quietly, consistently punching way above its weight class on the leaderboards for months now. But this 3.6 Plus model, it's entirely optimized for multi-agent task automation.
And they are shipping it completely baked into Alibaba's Wukong enterprise platform.
Yeah. So it's ready to go for the enterprise.
And baking an agentic model directly into an enterprise platform like that, it signals a real paradigm shift.
How so?
Well, the takeaway here is that we're moving away from AI as an oracle you query, you know, asking a chatbot a question.
Yeah.
And we're moving toward AI as an invisible coworker.
Invisible coworker.
Yeah. This is an agent that lives inside your operating system, clicks the buttons, routes the reports, and executes workflows across multiple applications simultaneously.
Without you ever even opening a chat window.
Exactly. It just works in the background.
That transition from chatbot to invisible coworker brings us to the most fascinating counter movement in the stack today. Because if the massive tech giants hold all the leverage right now,
which they mostly do.
Right. If they're locking down the most capable models and hoarding this granular data to build autonomous agents, how do the engineers actually building the internet react to that?
They push back.
Yeah, the answer is a massive coordinated push for autonomy. Builders are demanding transparency, repairability, and actual ownership over their tools.
It's essentially a direct immune response to the consolidation of power. As the cloud ecosystem becomes more and more opaque, developers are fighting to decentralize their workflows.
So let's start with physical hardware autonomy. Framework just dropped the Framework Laptop 13 Pro.
A great piece of hardware.
Yeah. And for context, Framework builds modular laptops where you can swap out the ports, upgrade the motherboard, or replace the screen with literally a single screwdriver.
Total repairability.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when this product launched, it hit a score of 380 on Hacker News almost instantly.
Which is huge.
If you spend any time on that board, you know the score that high is incredibly rare.
It means it struck a massive nerve with the core engineering community.
It really is the physical manifestation of builders wanting hardware they actually own and control.
Rather than those sealed glass rectangles they basically just lease from a giant corporation.
Exactly. And that hunger for physical control, it directly mirrors the push for software autonomy.
It goes hand in hand. Because developers realize that even if they own the laptop, if their entire workflow relies on a closed cloud API, they're still totally at the mercy of a vendor.
They're still locked in.
Right. They want to integrate these really powerful models into their own customized local environments.
Which brings us perfectly to Anthropic's latest policy update. They are now officially, explicitly permitting OpenClaw-style CLI, meaning command line interface, tooling.
This is a really big deal for power users.
It is, because for months, developers were building these incredible custom AI workflows right in their terminal screens. But they were doing it under this cloud of ambiguity.
Terrified they were violating the terms of service.
Yeah, terrified they didn't have their API access revoked overnight.
Removing that policy risk is a massive green light. It ends the ambiguity. It's Anthropic, officially recognizing that power users need to build their own local stacks.
And the open source community is definitely stepping up to provide the plumbing for those stacks. Looking at the GitHub sources today, we have two new tools that perfectly illustrate this rebellion.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about those.
First is a repo called GoModel. It's an open source, self-hostable AI gateway written entirely in the Go programming language.
And to understand why GoModel actually matters, you kind of have to look at how modern AI applications are built right now.
Okay, lay it out.
So if you have an app that needs to route requests between different models, right? Let's say sending a complex coding task to Claude, a simple text summary to OpenAI, and maybe a privacy-sensitive query to a local Llama model running right on your machine.
You've got all these different models in one app.
Exactly. You typically rely on a cloud-managed API gateway to handle all that traffic routing. But managed gateways are expensive, they add latency, and crucially, they keep you locked into someone else's infrastructure.
So it's an alternative to cloud-managed gateways.
Right. By using a local gateway written in a highly performant language like Go, you handle the routing, the token management, the rate limiting, all on your own machine.
You own the traffic.
Exactly. You own it completely.
And the second tool we are looking at pairs perfectly with that mindset. It's called CTX. And it's a portable context file format for things like Claude Code and OpenAI Codex CLI.
CTX solves one of the absolute most expensive and frustrating bottlenecks in AI development right now.
Because large language models are inherently stateless, right?
Exactly. They don't remember you from one session to the next.
Which means every time you sit down to work, you have to re-inject your entire project architecture, all your active bugs, thousands of lines of code into the model's context window just to get it up to speed.
It's tedious.
And you're paying for the compute to ingest that same information every single day.
Which adds up incredibly fast.
Yeah. So CTX sounds incredibly useful because it bypasses that massive token ingestion phase. It acts like a resume point. Mm-hmm. It's basically like finding a save point in a massive video game so you don't have to start from level one every time you open your laptop.
That is a perfect analogy. You just load the CTX file and the AI instantly has the context of your entire code base loaded into memory.
Without having to reread every individual file from scratch.
Right. It's an incredibly elegant mechanism. It basically transforms the AI from this amnesiac chatbot into a persistent, deeply contextual partner.
I love that.
Tools like CTS and GoModel, they are the foundational bricks that are allowing developers to build sophisticated AI workflows that don't depend on a centralized cloud provider.
And it is so fascinating to see how the search for stability impacts the broader ecosystem. I briefly want to add that this desire for a strong developer ecosystem is why Ben Thompson over at Strateshery did a deep dive on Tim Cook. It's really worth reading.
Oh, his piece on Apple's positioning.
Yeah, specifically regarding Cook's ability to navigate global tariff turbulence. Because when supply chains get hit by tariffs, building a stable hardware ecosystem becomes incredibly difficult.
Almost impossible for smaller players.
Right. But Apple's operational leverage allows them to insulate their hardware pipeline. Which means Apple's positioning for macOS developers is actually much stronger than Surface headlines suggest.
And that connects directly to the developer rebellion we are discussing.
How so?
Well, at first glance, developers demanding open modular systems while praising a walled garden like Apple seems totally contradictory.
Yeah, it does sound a bit hypocritical.
But when the cloud landscape is shifting constantly, developers just crave a stable bedrock. Apple provides this highly optimized UNIX-based environment with very predictable hardware performance.
It just works.
Exactly. It gives builders the reliable foundation they need to actually run their local models and custom gateways without worrying about the underlying operating system changing the rules underneath them.
It makes perfect sense. So this whole deep dive really boils down to a fundamental study in leverage.
It's all about leverage.
We started with frontier models, shaking benchmarks, and the frontier labs pulling leverage toward themselves by restricting models like Mythos for national security.
Right, and they're hoarding granular training data to build those autonomous enterprise agents.
Exactly. We move from the quiet dangers of supply chain attacks to the invasive reality of training enterprise AI. But then we finished with the developer class, actively decentralizing that leverage.
Fighting back.
Yeah, demanding repairable hardware, local traffic gateways, and persistent context tools that keep the real power on their local machines.
The push and pull is completely reshaping the entire technology stack. And for you listening to this, the practical applications of this shift are really immediate.
What should they do first?
Well, first, take the time today to audit your Vercel Oath setups. Ensure your environment variables are completely secure.
Don't wait on that.
Seriously. Second, keep a close eye on the open source landscape for that DeepSeek V4 release, as it will likely alter the entire baseline for local models. And finally, if you are an engineer frustrated by cloud lock-in, take Go Model for a spin and experience how a self-hosted gateway changes your architecture.
Awesome takeaways. There is so much to process in this stack of notes.
There really is. But I do want to leave you with one final thought to ponder, bringing us back to meta-logging those employee keystrokes and mouse movements.
Okay, hit me.
Think about this. If the ultimate goal of these tech giants is to build agentic AI that perfectly mimics how a human interacts with a computer, you know, understanding every click, every pause, every visual cue we have, to seriously question how the future value of human labor will shift.
Because the AI will just do the task.
Exactly. If the AI can perfectly navigate the legacy software and execute the workflow, the actual execution of tasks is no longer the scarce resource.
Right.
We might eventually find ourselves in a very strange economic reality where we are not actually paid to execute tasks.
Then what are we paid for?
Simply to sit at our desks, physically present, utilizing our biometrics to cryptographically authenticate that a human was present and overseeing the machine while the AI did all the clicking.
Wow. That is the chilling image. We essentially just become biological security tokens for the invisible coworkers doing all the heavy lifting.
It's a real possibility.
Thank you for taking this deep dive with us today. Whether you are locking down your cloud infrastructure, waiting for that V4 drop, or building your own local AI stack, keep questioning the tools you use and fighting for your autonomy. We'll catch you on the next one.